Well, so we're continuing today in Simen Vav, Sif Beis. Again, the topic over here is the halachos of brachas. So in Sif Beis, the kids write as follows. It's actually a short halacha. Kishu mevarech, when a person makes a bracha, ye piv naki min harok. His mouth should ultimately, again, be free from saliva or phlegm or mucus. The gam shar davar lo yeh besoch piv. And the truth is, nothing should really be in your mouth at the time that you're making a bracha. Shneamar yemalei pi tilasecha. Ultimately, again, my mouth should be filled with your praise. So the idea over here being this is out of respect for the bracha, that there should be nothing else in my mouth. So obviously, again, when he says rok, he means like phlegm or excess saliva. That should be emptied from the mouth before one recites a bracha. And where this also comes up, we're going to see in the halachos of brachos before you eat. So sometimes it could happen that a person, let's say, puts food into their mouth and without realizing that they didn't make a bracha. So we're going to see that in an ideal sense, what you would do is you would actually remove the food from your mouth, then make the bracha, then put the food back in. We'll discuss cases where that's not possible. But the idea ultimately is that the mouth should be free from anything else. There should be nothing in the mouth the time the bracha is made. Literally, again, the entirety of the mouth should be filled with the bracha, or the bracha should fill the entirety of the mouth. I think there's also a very profound lesson embedded in that, which is that whatever you're doing in life, a person should be wholly and solely devoted to that particular task. In other words, a lot of times in life, we multitask, thinking that somehow if we do multiple things simultaneously, we somehow become more productive. But I think as we get older, we very quickly see that often that is not the case. And the more I do, maybe I get more done, but that which I get done is usually of a lesser quality. So this idea, if I'm making a bracha, you're going to take time to make the bracha, do it right. And how do you do it right? By devoting yourself wholly, fully, and totally to the bracha at hand. All right, Shkai Chabon, we'll stop over for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.